Blog Talk Radio.
Fly like a pin, high as a blend. This is fly-ish, better recognize this. Fly like a pin, high as a blend. This is fly-ish, better recognize this. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and say hi. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. I'm too young to be considered an old folk. Plus I move too fast, never a slow folk. I'm on a dance floor, I ain't going dumb no more. I'm freaking shogies from the back while they touch their toes. And I ain't sipping mo, champagne ain't my thing. Pop bottles for the look, but liquor's in my veins. And we don't make it rain, now we make it hurricane. To flood the block with dope, I ain't talking cocaine. But they all hook like it's a drug. Deuce trade these stubs, baby, show us some love. This is the fly-ish, all I do is write hits. I'm high in the sky, this guy's my co-pilot. And it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJs and bitches don't play my shit. Say, it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJs whacking don't scratch my track. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you feelin' real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
And I don't care if you ain't 21, you can still come, you can still have fun. Haters talking slick like my girl's too young. She only 19, but she got a fat ass son. I ain't in the bougie hoes, I'm wearing Gucci clothes. Polo black label for the groupies though. Quavo with the lime, got me twisted out my mind. I done lost my phone about 50 lent times. That's why I find my dimes on MySpace and Facebook. Cause when you drunk as hell, you forget how they face look. Or what they name was, and how old they is. If they got a man, or too many kids. Well I don't care, we gon' get her in the backseat and run her like a track meet athlete. I'm talking ass up, face down. That's the way we like to pound. Fly-ish, baby, baby, this is the sound.
If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
I'ma stack and stay fly, mac and stay high. Get rich, F a bitch, M-O-B until I die. A-O-B for life, you already know my motto. Get scratched off a batch like I'm tryna win a lotto. Everybody follow, don't ask where we going. Fly-ish airline, straight west coastin'. All around the world, it's the same song. And ain't nobody leaving till Deuce Trade come on. It's like everybody leaving cause Deuce Trade ain't on. Whether rapping, stacking, or mackin', I can't leave it alone. You got the number to my phone, you can text for sex. Or leave a message at the beep if it's about some checks. This is grown man business, if you ain't got no interest, close your eyes and don't be a witness. I'm feeling great like Tony, ain't never been phony. And I did this track for the homies.
Homie, if you feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Fly, fly, fly.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 you know what time it is? It's Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And guess what? You're on point with these stubs brought to you by FlyishTV.com and Flyish Brand Apparel. Tonight, we have a really, really great show. But first, I want to let you know that track that you just heard was by the artist by the name of Deuce Trey, and he is signed to Flyish Recordings. That song was produced by me, your boy D Stubb, so make sure you download that record wherever you can find it, and we will continue to bless you with that record each and every time you turn on the On Point with D Stubb show. So, that being said, we've got a really, really, really hot show for you tonight. We've got a topic that's on everybody's mind these days, which is money, money, money. So, we're going to give you some tips on how to save money. We're also going to give you some tips on how to make money outside of your regular job. We're going to give you some tips on how to start your own business if you are the entrepreneurial type of person. And we're also going to let you hear some brand new music from some of Baltimore's hottest new artist. So we want to keep you informed. We also want to keep you fly. And today's topic is about keeping you informed on how to make money in today's tough, tough, tough economy. So stay tuned. We have a lot in store for you all. And also we want to tell you that we also want to let you know that we appreciate each and every one of our callers who tune in on the website as well as who call in each and every Wednesday. For everybody who's tuned in on the website, if you didn't know, you can also call in to the show and listen from your cell phone by dialing our guest call-in number, which is 347-857-1026. Once again, that call-in number is 347-857-1026. Whenever you give us a call on the guest call-in number, you can participate in our conversations by pressing number one on your keypad. So we're going to let everybody in the room know that whenever you want to chime in and give us your opinion on tonight's topic, press number one on your keypad, and we'll get you on the air pronto. In the meantime, we also want to let you know that we are going to continue to grow this thing. Today is actually the last show. Tonight's show is the last show for this season, season two of the On Point with D-Stuff show. So we want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in for this season. It was a really great season, and season three is going to be even wilder and crazier, more informative and more entertaining. So we want to make sure that everybody knows that we're going to be doing it even bigger next season. A lot more guest callers, a lot more giveaways, and a lot more crazy news and information for you. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday for season three's premiere, which is going to be a really, really interesting topic, to say the least. And it's actually from a few of the experiences that me and my associates have encountered in the past couple of months. So, that being said, we're going to get into the first song for tonight before we get into this hot topic. And I promised you that I was going to bring you a real hot record from some of Baltimore's best up-and-coming recording artists, underground and otherwise. And I promised to do that, so I'm going to do it. Tonight, we're going to premiere, world premiere on Point with D-Stubbs Radio, a record by the name of Buses. And this record is by an artist by the name of Terrence C. It's a real hot record. We're going to do all we can to get this record on the Billboard Top 20 charts. So make sure you listen to this song thoroughly. You enjoy it. And we're going to give you a lot more information later on in the show on how to follow this record because it's a real, real hot song. So without further ado, this is Buses by Terrence C, Baltimore's own Terrence C, your own point with these stubs, FlyersTV.com.
It's your boy, Terrence C.
Girls are like buses, girls are like buses. This one day still playing one cup. Girls are like buses, girls are like buses. This one day still playing one cup. Girls are like buses, girls are like buses. This one day still playing one cup.
Got a lot of dope at the track on 10. That's why shawty's always trying to get with the kid. It's poppin' champagne and they want to get in. They begging me to take them all back to the crib.
Just tell me where to stand, and I'll be right there.
Yo, we're back. You're on point with these stuff, brought to you by FlyIshTV.com and FlyIsh Brand Apparel. And that was a record by Baltimore's own Terrence C called Buses. Make sure you check that out. It's a real hot record, and we're going to get him on the show to do a couple interviews sometime in the future. But in the meantime, that was the record. Tonight's topic is money. We're going to show you how to save it. We're going to show you how to make more of it. And we're going to show you how to keep a relationship if you are in the middle of saving and budgeting your money. So tonight, if you have any questions about anything from our guests and you're listening from the website, you can call 347-857-1026, and we will get you on the air to discuss or ask any of our guests about how they save money, how they make money, and how they continue to date the opposite sex while budgeting their money. That being said, we have a guest on the air tonight who's going to share a couple tips on how to save money. And this gentleman actually is a friend of mine who, over the course of 6 to 8 months, was able to save $10,000. $10,000. He's young and he does live an active lifestyle, and he was able to save a great portion of his money by being responsible and by having a plan for his money. So we're going to wait until he gets in the queue right now to let you know, and we're going to share his story, because I think there are a lot of people out there who may have issues with saving money and who may also have issues with still having a good time and still being living their lives. And, you know, we want to make sure that everybody out there knows that you can still have a great time and you can still live your life without having to go broke in the process. So I think we have him in queue now, if I'm not mistaken. We got a young man from D.C. If you want to say your name, you can, but I see you on the air right now. What's going on, good brother?
Yay. Man, you already know what it is, man. We're going to get straight to it, man. This is Deuce Straight of Activist, a.k.a. the Swindle King, and I'm just going to get right to the point, man. You know, it's a good time.
Hold on, before you go in, I just want to also let everybody know that you are not only saving money, but you're also recording music and stuff like that, too. So
that's all I was going to get to. I just wanted to let the public know, you know, every time you listen to this show every week and you hear that song, Stack and Stay Fly, that's the theme. That's our Flyish theme, man. I got to give the producer, these stuff, the credit, you know, for coming up with the beat and the hook, you know, but that's what we do. We stack and we stay fly. And I'm going to teach y'all how to do that tonight.
Hey, we're going to teach them how to stack and stay fly. So first of all, let's get into this thing, man, because, you know, for some people, saving that amount of money is an easy thing. For some people, it's a hard thing. Now,
Let me say one thing. I'm going to do two segments tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give people a chance to call in. It's 9:15 now. So the first segment of me calling in, I'm going to teach you how to stack. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you about five minutes, teach you how to stack, and I'm going to call back a little bit later and teach you how to stay fly. So, you know, right now, I'm just going to, you know, anything you want to ask me, it's got to be in reference to how do you stack. You know what I'm saying?
How do you stack? Okay, so we're gonna get into how you stack. Deuce Trey says he wants to get into how you stack first, so let's go ahead and talk about that. So over the course of 6 months, or 6 to 8 months, you've stacked $10,000, right?
Yes, sir.
That is equal to around – that's actually more than $1,000 a month, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's almost $1,500 a month. So let's get into how you do that first. Mentally, how do you prepare to stack that – to stack $10,000 in 6 months?
You got to make sacrifices, man. You got to make sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to have swag, but it ain't all about swag. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you see me nowadays – they may call me Little Polo Shorty, you know what I'm saying, because I'm polo down every day. But if you would have saw me about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, you know what I'm saying, I was just wearing the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? If I went to clubs, I would wear maybe a $5 polo, just a no-name polo, literally no name, you know. And I was doing what I had to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I would buy maybe one pair of shoes. I keep them clean, though. You know what I'm saying? And what I basically was, is what some people would call El Cheapo or Mr. McFrugal. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was basically doing the finest things in life by the smallest means. You know what I'm saying? So, for instance, I work at a hospital. I'm going to keep it real. I work at a hospital. You know what I'm saying? I graduated from Howard University. I'm happy about that. I got a pretty good job. But just because I have a good job doesn't going to spurge my money. So, you know, by me working at the hospital, I take advantage of my resources, you know. I don't buy no toilet paper. I don't buy no paper towels. I don't even buy no damn napkins. You know, you see what I'm saying? When every time I go to McDonald's, I take about a half a stack of the napkins. You know what I'm saying? I take about a whole clip of napkins. You know what I'm saying? I take toilet paper for my job. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that y'all might be laughing at now, but these are household accoutrements. Accoutrements is what I said. You know what I'm saying? Which costs money. You know what I'm saying? I buy the cheapest, I get good at people in the dental office, you know what I'm saying? So I don't got to buy toothbrushes. If you come to my house right now, I got two brushes for 2 years. You see what I'm saying? I take advantage of my resources, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm able to stack, you know what I'm saying? Another way how I stack is, you know, a lot of us as black people like to eat out. We like to take our girls out, whatever. Well, you know what? If you're going to frequent some of these same restaurants over and over again, go online to these restaurants' websites. You go to Ruby Tuesdays, you may think is a rinky-dink spot, but it's still expensive food if you're going to a regular. So I'm a member of Ruby Tuesdays. I'm a member of Fridays. I'm a member of Red Lobster. I'm a member of all these places that we like to take our little girls when we think we're saving money. But guess what? I come with a coupon every time. Chipotle.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? All these places hit me up and give me personal emails, and they give me coupons. On my birthday, guess what? I went to Uno's this past weekend with my girl for my birthday, and guess what? We got a prime steak and two big sides for free. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For my whole birthday, the week of my birthday, that whole week, I got to eat at a different restaurant every day for free. You see what I'm saying? You got to take advantage of your resources in life, and if you're not a millionaire, then don't worry about being looking broke because you are broke. Don't be talking about, oh, I don't want to take my girl to such and such and use a coupon. You know what I mean? When I go to the movies, I still bring my Howard ID out to get the student discount. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
There's websites
that
you can go to that will give you free movie tickets just for you being a faithful movie customer. You just gotta inquire. You gotta take advantage of your resources, man. That's how you stack your bread. Because the point of having a job is so you can make the money, not spend the money. You see what I'm saying? See, I stack and stay fly while you other suckers out here spending and staying broke. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want to
spend
and stay
broke.
You want to stack and stay fly.
Okay. So just to reiterate, you said the first thing you need to do is be cognizant of your resources. Be resourceful.
Right.
So if you got something that you think you may need in the future, like you said, the napkins in the restaurants or whatever, just take a couple extra ones for later on. Right? Because you never know. You might run out of toilet paper. Or if you're working at a dentist office, or say you're working at a medical facility, take advantage of all of the resources that are around you because eventually you'll have an abundance of resources. Am I right?
Guess what? Somebody else is doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else is doing it too. So you might as well beat them to the punch.
Now, that's a good one. Now, the other good one you said was restaurant websites. Now, that's something I know a lot of people may not be up on in the membership thing. You told me a couple weeks back about the membership thing, and I got on, and now I'm an adamant fan of Red Lobster. I get those Red Lobster things in the mail each and every time, and me and you laugh about it because, you know, we get the same emails at the same time, and we plan out when we're going to go to Red Lobster to get the shrimp festival stuff and the other things. So the restaurant website,
especially if you're a young bachelor, because if you're a young bachelor, you don't want to be able to, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, you know, I'm a player, man. You know, I'm not a trick. I'm not going to be spending money on these girls. Okay, yeah, all that is cool. But once you reach a certain age and a certain level, you still got to show what you worth. I'm going to show what I'm worth, but I'm not going to spend all my bread. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing. We can go to Red Lobster. You can get the lobster if you want. But guess what? I'm bringing my coupons. You know what I'm saying? I remember one girl tried to play me like, oh, man, you know, you're corny, man, because you got two-for-one deals at the movies. Why can't you just pay for it? See, these girls, dog, they want to see a young black man. They want to see us trick our dough. That's what they get happy off of. It's not the thought that counts. Don't ever let a girl tell you it's the thought that counts because she's lying, dog. She really wants to know how much money you spent. A good classy girl who's trying to stack and stay fly too, she knows it's the thought that counts, and she's going to respect you more for stacking your bread because she wants to continue to, for you to be able to take her out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. That's a good point. That's a good point. And then the last thing you said was make sure you take advantage of all those discounts. And
even you go grocery shopping, you don't always have to, buy the name brand. Don't let these commercials fool you. And you don't have to always buy the one you see on the commercial. You know what I'm saying? Green beans are green beans, man. Corn is corn. I'm not about to get the Green Giant every time and pay 75 cents more when I can get the store-bought brand. It's still corn. It came out the same ground. So things like that, you gotta look for sales. Every week I'm in these newspapers. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to eat good. I like to get good steaks and eat shrimp and lobster every day and every week. But the only way I can afford to do that is by making sure I'm catching these sales. You know what I'm saying? I catch the crab sales. You know what I mean? Then I get in good with the people who work there, crack jokes with them. Next thing you know, they're giving me 10 pounds of crabs and I should have been getting 5. You know, you just gotta take advantage of your resources, and, you know, you got to really – it's called networking. You got to network.
Hey, these are really good tips, Deuce Tracer. So please stay on the air because I'm sure you got some other ways on how to stack. We're going to let our next caller on point with D-Stub. We got Mr. Ben on the air. How you doing, Mr. Ben?
Okay, and you? How's everyone?
Everyone is great, and I'm sure you've heard some of those great tips from Deuce Trey about how to stack, and I know that tonight's topic is money, 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 so please share with us what would you like to discuss tonight about saving money and stacking, because tonight, right now, we're talking about stacking, so we're going to get into stacking tips.
Okay, this one is one that I'm not for sure that anybody knows too much about for us black people, but the Jews do it all the time. So by the time that their kids come out of high school, they got grade A credit. And that is when you go to purchase a home, you put your child on the home. You don't put your child's name on a gas and electric bill. You put your child's name on a mortgage deed due to the fact that a credit does not know how old your child is. But by making it over a period of years, by the time your kid comes out of high school, he has grade A credit, can get a loan to go in business for himself. And that's why you have so many Jews that are entrepreneurs, because by the time that their kids come out of high school, the house is almost paid for. So that way that they have enough credit that's built up under them that they can sit out there and their child can go ask for a loan, to get a loan to go to school if they're not wealthy enough, or to, you see a lot of them in the jewelry business. This is how that is done. And also there's something called every year in the city, it's at the municipal building downtown where you pay your water bills. It's called the tax sale lien. This is where all the properties that are in Baltimore City that are up for auction, which means that the property, you can bid on the property. The money that you put down on the property, you get back 18% on the amount that you put down on the property, but you get that back monthly. And the person has up to 6 months to regain, pay the money back that they paid, that you paid on the property. But they have to pay back each month is 18% calculated on top of what was paid.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's good stuff. So in other words, you go down to the municipal building to this tax sale lien, you put money down for the property, and you get 18% back on your money from the owner of the actual property every month.
Yeah, and this is called the tax sale list. And this is where you go downtown to your municipal building and you get this, and this is what you do to go out here and the money that you put down. And then if not, if they don't have the money to get it, this is how that the Jews, once again, been stealing properties from up under us, because then what they do is they pay a good $2,000 to $3,000 to go and get attorney, and they end up taking your property.
Okay. That's real good stuff. And, Mr. Ben, we appreciate you for calling in and sharing that advice. Please stay on the line. And also, if you want to leave and let other people get in on this conversation, because I think our community definitely needs to hear this, make sure you tell everybody and everybody listening online to call in to our guest call-in number, 347-857-1026. We're going to be talking about money all for the whole episode. We talked about saving money. We're going to get into the next song for tonight, which is a song by another young artist from Flyish called Young Critty, called Down for Whatever. But before we get into that song, we want to let everybody know this is a real hot conversation, so make sure you call some people while we're during break and let them know we're talking about how to save money. The next segment, we're going to be talking about how to start your own business. You're on point with these stuffs, FlyishTV.com.
Oh, this right here, it's for you, baby. Oh, yeah. Baby, is you down for whatever? 'Cause I am. Tell me all you want, tell me all you need. Tell me what make you feel weak to your knees. Cool summer nights on the beach or the breeze. 7 days overseas, you don't wanna leave. Dinner in the evening, nights in the rain. Five star suite, pouring pink champagne. Roll up the tree, you don't even smoke. I take a few puffs just 'cause we on the boat. Listen to the realest stuff that I ever wrote. Just thinking about life if we never ever spoke. Glad that we did, life much better. Now my bank account say I'm down for whatever. Is you down for whatever?
Baby, are you down for whatever?
Baby, 'cause baby, we can do whatever.
Baby, are you down for whatever?
That's only if you down for whatever.
Baby, are you down for whatever?
Yeah. I know you never met a guy like, but you ain't gotta be the shy type, 'cause I can put you in the spotlight. 'Cause I was thinking about buying you a necklace. Blow me a kiss and watch how I catch it. Selling on the yacht, eating continental breakfast. Somewhere far, I can't even get a message. And it's all on me. You can leave a purse, 'cause the card's on me. And we can shop at stores with five or more letters. Cruise and whips, that's five or better. Baby, you know that I got a lot of cheddar. I just wanna know, was you down for whatever?
Sorry about that. We had a technical difficulty. The line is back. You're on point with these stuff brought to you by FlyishTV.com and Flyish Brand Apparel. We do apologize for that delay, for that space, but we're back. So tonight we are talking about money, and we are talking about how to save it, how to invest it, how to start your own business, and how to be a lot smarter with it, because we all know that we need a little. We could all use some extra cash in our pocket. So earlier today, we had Deuce Trey call in, and he gave us a few tips. We also had Mr. Ben call in earlier and give us a few tips on how to save and how to stack money. Now we're going to get into a couple articles that I pulled from the Internet about how to launch a business. And one of the first articles we're going to talk about is an article I found from Entrepreneurs Magazine about 10 businesses that you can start for only $20. That's right, 10 businesses that you can start with only $20. Now, of course, you've got to keep in mind that there are going to be some things that come up that you're going to have to account for. So we don't want to give you a false sense of security, but you can definitely start these businesses for $20. So the first business that you can start with $20 is being a webpreneur. Which is basically somebody online who sells things on their website. You have to buy a domain name, host it, and then you can sell things on your website. Now, don't quit your day job, because this isn't something that you're going to make money on right off the bat, unless you have somebody like Bill Gates or the guy who created Facebook on your team. But otherwise, you know, you definitely want to have at least one website to your name. So guess how you're going to spend that $20? Well, the first $8 or less you're going to spend on the domain, and you can get that from a website like GoDaddy.com or other websites that you can check out on a website on any online business guides to download those names. And then you can spend $12 a year for hosting that website. So spend $8 on the domain name and $12 a year hosting that website, and guess what? You've got your online business set up at least. So that's the first one. Be a web entrepreneur. The second one is be a consultant. And everybody can be a consultant. All you have to do is know how to do something better than most people do and be able to either teach it to people or be willing to do it for people. And in this business, you've got to be able to network. So make sure you have your business cards and stuff together so that you can go out and network and let people know what you can consult them on. So with the $20, you spend $14 on a box of Clean Edge, laser, or inkjet business cards, and you spend $6 to buy your prospect a cup of coffee one morning. That's right, $6 to buy a cup of coffee for your first prospect, $14 on the business card, and there you have it. Now you're consulting. The third thing on our list is a house sitter or a pet sitter. Self-explanatory. You spend $2 on flyers to put up on bulletin boards and the rest on classified ads in your local newspaper. Not a big citywide one, but an actual local one. The fourth one we have is a professional organizer. And a lot of people want to simplify their lives, but most of us haven't done it yet. It's the people who have no clue on how to get organized that keep things moving from the bottom of the stack to the top of the stack. So what you need to do is run a $20 ad in the classifieds and let people know that you're a professional organizer. You may want to check out a website called National Association of Professional Organizers to learn a few extra and additional organizational skills that you can share with whoever is going to bring you on board for the new job. So the fourth one is a professional organizer. The fifth one is an Avon independent sales rep. These people, I'm sure you've heard of, sell cosmetics to other people in peer-to-peer business. It's still a great business to get into. You spend $20 on this business, $10 goes to the sign-up fee, and $10 goes to the brochures and a few samples to get your business off the ground. So number five, Avon independent sales representative. We've got five more ideas on how you can start a business with $20. Stay tuned. If you're in the room right now and you have any other suggestions, you can raise your hand by pressing number one on your keypad, and we'll get you on the air. If your hand is already raised and you'd like to re-comment, press the number one on your keypad to put your hand down, and then press the number one on your keypad again to put your hand back up so that we know that you do have something else to say to us. Otherwise, if you're listening on flyishtv.com or any other of the websites that we are broadcasting our show on, you can call in and let us know how you feel about it by dialing 347-857-1026, and we will get you on the air to discuss tonight's topic, which is money, money, money. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We're going to get into the next song for tonight, which is by your boy P. Diddy. The record is by his group Dirty Money, and the song is called Ass on the Flow. Your On Point with these stuff, flyishtv.com. Stay tuned.
Right. Y'all ready?
You're the love of my life, but you hurt my
feels like, what more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could have made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should have waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by your ballet, I would have gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
We are back. You're on point with these Stubbs, brought to you by FlyItchTV.com and FlyItch Brand Apparel. We are back, and tonight's topic is money, 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 money. We had a lot of interesting people call in with a lot of interesting tips on how to save and stack money, and we just want to let everybody know out there that we do this show every single week, every single Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tell five people about the show each and every week, because we want to get this we want to spread this show out to all edges of the earth, all aspects of planet Earth, all aspects of the world, all aspects of the internet. So make sure you tell five people each and every week if you enjoyed your experience here that we do this every week on FlyItchTV.com. Tonight's topic is money, 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 and we left off on the fifth idea on how to make money with a $20 bill. The fifth idea was the Avon Independent Sales Rep. We're going to get into the top five businesses that you can start with $20 after this next break. So please stay tuned, because we have one more song that we want to play tonight for you all, and it is by your boy Lloyd, called Lay It Down. You're on point with these Stubbs, FlyItchTV.com.
Thank you.
Yo, 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 we are back. You're On Point with D Stubbs, brought to you by FlightHitsTV.com and FlightHits brand apparel. And we're back. We're talking about money, 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 how to save it, how to stack it, how to make sure that you, you're being smart about it, because we have a lot of smart guests on the air tonight. So if you're tuned in on FlightHitsTV.com tonight and you want to check us out and voice your opinion on tonight's topic, you can do so by calling in to our guest call-in number, which is 347-857-1026. And I got word from my program director that we have Deuce Trey back on the air. And earlier in the show, he was teaching us how to stack, which was a lot of good advice. Now he's going to teach us how to stay fly. And Deuce Trey, are you on the line right now?
Oh, you know I'm up in here, man. I'm just in the crib cooking some steaks right now, some good old T-bone steaks, you know.
Already. So you know we gotta let you, you know, engage the audience and let us know how to stay fly, because you told us how to stack earlier, stack up to 10 stacks, literally. So now how do you stay fly? Because a lot of people have an issue with staying fly and saving money at the same time. So let the world know how you stay fly after you stack your money.
Well, that's the hardest part. Stacking, for me, was easy. But, you know, like I said, I had to make a lot of sacrifices. You know, people used to make fun. I'd buy one pair of shoes every year and let my shoes get beat up, whatnot. But I said, you know what, man, you can't just be stacking and having money forever, because you never know. We're not promised to be here tomorrow, man. I said, I got to live my life a little bit. But I said, I'm not going to trick all this dough that I've been stacking up. I'm not going to trick it off. You know, so I'm not going to lie, man. About a year and a half ago now, I was wearing U.S. Polo, man. I'm not even going to front, man. I'm going to keep it real. I was wearing USPA, man, you know. But not nowadays, man, they call me Little Polo Shelly, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just wearing the, you know, the little rinky-dink polos wearing. You know, I'm wearing the classic fit polos with the big horse on them, not the little horse. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you how I'm staying fly.
Okay.
Think about it, man. I'm not supporting Ralph Lauren. You know, excuse my language, but, man, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? He ain't done nothing for me or my people. So, you know what I do is I support black businesses. That's how I'm staying fly. You know, I got so many polos in my damn drawer, man. If I'm not getting my polos on discount, I'm buying my polos off the street, man. I buy my True Religion.
Okay. Yeah, then now we're getting somewhere. So
what I'm really
doing,
I'm telling on myself for all you haters out there. I don't care, man, because you know what? We're wearing the same thing, but you're a dummy. Anyone who's going to the store, man, spending their hard-earned cash and putting it in the white man's pocket, the white man is laughing at you because he's really stacking his stand fly, and you're just trying to get like him. They don't even want us rocking their clothes anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is, you know, it's a hustle man around the corner for me. You know, I live in D.C. He's right there on Rhode Island. Support him. He's right in front of the bank. The police know what he's doing. And all his stuff is legit. He's got the official tags, the official leather. He's got the purses for the females. I bought all my polos from him. Guess how much I pay for my polos, man?
How much do you pay for those, Shorty?
I pay $20 for my polos, man. And they come with the tag and everything on them, dog. So it basically gives you damn near 100% off. You know what I'm saying? If the polo costs $80, then he'll give it to you for $15, you know. If the polo costs $125, he'll give it for you for $20, man. Most people
and
are 25.
I'm sure you're rocking that Fly-Ish.
You said what?
I'm sure you're also rocking that Fly-Ish as well, correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm rocking my Fly-Ish tees, but that's one thing. But see, that's different, man. The Fly-Ish tees, you can't get those, Boulay. You got to go straight to FlyishTV.com and buy those directly from the website. You can't play around with the Fly-Ish tees. You know what I'm saying? You can't play with those, man. You know, but
don't slip on the Fly-Ish tees.
Yeah, but even my shoe game is up to par, man, because, you know, I rock polo shoes, too. But like the rest of these clowns who say, oh, I want to get those polo shoes the first day they come out, no, I'm going to let them marinate for a little bit, man. Everybody's going to cop them anyway. You know what I'm saying? I wait for them to catch the sale. I get them at a good price. I got a Louis Vuitton man, too, out in B-more, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so I'm not going to pay Louis Vuitton, you know what I'm saying, all them hundreds of dollars for the slippers. I'm going to get them from my man. I don't know how he got them, but I know they're official. So that's why I'm staying fly, man, you know. Plus, I'm going to warehouses and stuff like that. You know, I'm hitting Foreman Mills, a.k.a. Rent'em Fits. You know what I'm saying? You know what I do? I rent fits sometimes. That's how I stay fly. I buy a $300, $500 outfit. I wear it one night, and I take it back and get my full refund. You know what I'm saying? Because if you buy quality clothes from places like Nordstrom's and Saks Fifth, you can buy them type of clothes and take them back. And guess what? You don't even need a receipt because they know it's top-of-the-line quality clothes. So you buy your clothes, you rock them one night or two, you take them back, and guess what? You keep it going. You recycle it, and then you get another outfit, and you keep it going. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can laugh at me all you want, but that's what these rappers are doing. You think these rappers are really out here buying these outfits? Nah, man. They rent outfits. They rent jewelry, all of that. They rent cars, you know?
And they rent the American dream. So we appreciate that. Trey, he told us he was going to come back and tell us how to stay fly, and guess what he did? And he's stacking the stay and fly with the polo. We call him Polo Shorty around the way. He also rocks that Fly Itch tee, so make sure you go to flyitchtv.com, official store, and get your Fly Itch brand apparel. We've got another call on the air that we want to get on before the show is over by the name of Young E. Sizzle. How you doing from Hyattsville, Young E. Sizzle?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. And tonight's topic is money, money, money. Right now we're talking about how to stay fly. So you can give us your opinion on, or what's your advice on how to stay fly on a budget?
Well, first I just want to talk about an epidemic. The epidemic is young black African Americans not knowing how to save money and the importance of a credit score. The importance of a credit score affects the rest of your life. Once your credit is shot, you can't buy anything. First off, you shouldn't be using your credit card if you can't afford to, pay it off within a month, unless, of course, it's purchases for a home or a major investment or a business or something of that nature. But if you're using your credit card because you can't afford a certain type of coat or a special type of jeans, you just can't afford it. You don't need to use it. My credit card stays at home. I personally own a home. I bought one at 27, so that's the only time my credit card comes out is if I need to purchase furniture. Actually, I haven't even had to use it to purchase furniture because I like to buy things outright, but that's just me. But the typical problem that I encounter is especially young black males, because, males usually want to have a car to attract, the groupies that they usually think they want right after college. And then they get, not only do they have their college tuition to pay back, and then they don't even understand the definition of a, what do you call that, a reimbursement check, which is really when the banks loan you 20 grand for your academic school year, and then they give you 4 grand back because your tuition didn't cost that much. They think this 4 grand is spending money. No, you owe the 4 grand back at interest 4 years after, which is really for black people, 6 years after, after you graduate. So the most important thing is do not get a car and get a car note after you graduate, unless you can afford it. Buy a cheap little 4 grand car, pay it off in a couple of months, just don't have a car note. But other than
hey, we appreciate that. That was E Sizzle. We got about 6 minutes left, so we want to let everybody else get on before we conclude the show. But we just want to let everybody know, and we keep saying let everybody know, but, this was a really, really powerful episode tonight. So just be aware that you can always catch these episodes on demand on flyitchtv.com after the shows have been recorded. You can listen to them forever. So make sure you tell your friends to check you out on the show. And make sure they tune in for this season, the last show of the season, which is tonight, and also next week when we do the season three premiere, because this is just some powerful stuff. So everybody who's in the room right now who has their hand raised, we appreciate you calling. Everybody who's listening on flyitchtv.com right now, we appreciate your ratings. We do this every single week from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FlyersTV.com and also on the guest call-in number. Make sure you tune in every week because we are going to have some really crazy and interesting topics going forward. So a couple things to take away. How to stack. Be resourceful. Be aware of your surroundings and make sure that you capitalize on everything. Ketchup packets. Napkins, toothbrushes and toothpaste from the dentist. Doesn't matter. Just make sure you're resourceful. The other thing that's key, and I'm going to definitely start capitalizing on, is restaurant websites. Make sure you are a member to all of the restaurant websites that you frequent. If you go to Wendy's every single day, guess what? You need to be on the Wendy's website to get your free frosty Kieran thing. If you go to Fridays, then you want to make sure that you're getting your birthday coupons on your birthday and whatever else you're doing. I like the Red Lobster group, so I'm on the Red Lobster group. I get the scrimps, and I get all of the Cheddar Bay biscuits I want because I'm on the Red Lobster membership group. So make sure you go on restaurant websites and become members. Make sure you crack open the newspaper and look for coupons and also look for discounts. Inquire about discounts and build relationships with the people at the grocery store. So like Deuce Trey said, if you're putting if you're paying for a pound of shrimp, they'll give you a pound and a half of shrimp just because they like you. We also had some good stuff from an older gentleman by the name of Mr. Ben who gave us some advice on mortgages. And when you do purchase that first home and you do have kids, make sure you put them their name on your mortgage so that they can accrue credit and get their credit up and establish it while they're growing up so that when they are ready to buy their own place or they're looking to start their own business, they already have credit, something that the Jewish people do. And the last thing that we spoke about in terms of stacking is if you're looking to get some, if you're looking to invest your money and get 18% back on it, you can do so by investing in a tax sale lien by checking out your local municipal building. So all of those things are good things to take away. We've got about 2 minutes left on the show, so we want to once again thank everybody who tuned into the show. We're going to do this thing every single week. And next week's topic is Freeloaders Anonymous. All of those girls out there who are freeloading and trying to make you feel like you're cheap, but you're really not cheap and things like that, we're going to let them voice their opinion on how they feel about the situation. We're going to let the fellas get on the air and talk about how they feel about the situation, and we're going to mash it up. We're going to have a really, really great, fun conversation about Freeloaders Anonymous. So make sure you tune in next week at 9 p.m. on our guest call-in number or on FlyersTV.com and let us know how you feel about the topic. So that was our show tonight. Check us out every single week. The last song for tonight is one of my favorite songs out right now, which is by your boy Kanye West, called All of the Lights. We appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next week. You're on point with these stuff, FlyersTV.com.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl. She caught a fed. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. Headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights. All of the lights.
Baby, please.